Frankfort Wildcats Coach's Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technologies, Franklin Oil, First National Bank in Frankfort, M&R Auto Parts, and Inline Construction.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
To keep your vehicle running good and looking good, all you need is M&R Auto Parts in Frankfort. Motor oil, air filters, spark plugs, batteries, brakes, and more. M&R also has what you need for the outside of the vehicle. Wheel cleaners, glass cleaners, washes, and waxes. That's M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts dealer in Frankfort.
Joined now by Brian Eppert, head coach of the Frankfort girls basketball team. Got a nice win there Monday evening against Axtell. Kind of came away, I think it was about a 20-point win for you. But how do you feel the girls came out in the first half of that game and attacked a team such as the Eagles?
Well, I thought we played well in the first quarter. We were ahead 16-12, and then the second quarter got in a little bit of a foul trouble issue and just didn't, I don't know, we just kind of, I don't know if we were just relaxed too much or what, but ended up getting outscored 8-2. And then we went into halftime down 20-18. And just halftime, I just said, you know, you gotta rise up with the intensity throughout the game. You can't have those down moments or, you know, a lull in your game. I thought the girls kind of responded to, you know, a little stern conversation. And I thought they, you know, they played well and outscored them 36-9 in the second half. So, you know, it's that time of year. You're kind of maybe in that grind. And we come off a, you know, a loss against Centralia, so maybe we're, I don't know, licking our wounds still type of thing. But our girls, I thought they responded well and, you know, came out with a nice win.
For you, you had a lot of these girls last year. You know, the success you had was last year's team, but you mentioned that stern chat you had at halftime. With that experience you guys have together, is that beneficial from you from a coaching standpoint to say, you know, maybe some things you wouldn't say, let's say, to a first-year starter?
Right. And this group knows how to, you know, turn it up. And they did. And, you know, I thought that they responded well. And that's, you know, what I expect out of a veteran team is, you know, to respond when things maybe aren't going your way. And they did that. So, you know, we came out and shot the ball second half much, much better. We ended up hitting 9 threes for the game, 6 of them in the second half. So, you know, we just moved the ball better, found each other post to post, you know, guard to guard type of thing. I thought we attacked their zone much better, more efficient in the second half.
And for you guys this week, you don't have a game until Friday, and we'll chat about that here in just a second. But a word you probably haven't said in a while is practice. So what's your goal here for this week for your team?
Well, we're definitely, you know, 3 days of practice in a row. We're going to take one day and do a lot of shooting, just try to tweak things and perfect things the best we can as far as shooting the ball, try to get their legs under them a little bit, and then get ready to play a tough team in Troy. You know, they have a really good point guard for them. And I think Harper Weststein is her name, and she does a really good job of controlling the speed of the game, and she's able to hit threes and drive the ball. So, you know, she's averaging probably 20 to 25, somewhere in there. So we're definitely going to have to know where she's at all times, try to slow her down the best we can.
Then you lead me right into it. We talk about Troy, and I just kind of want to ask you a little bit about a style of play, too, because you talked about controlling a game, and not only in this game for your team Friday, but also coming up. How important will it be for your team to kind of dictate the pace of these games towards the end of the year?
Well, that is definitely, you know, important. I thought our girls did a good job at Centralia last Friday of not allowing them to speed us up and get us out of our rhythm. At times, you know, at times it's going to happen. And then I thought at Axtell we did a good job, again, controlling things. But, you know, like I said earlier, with a veteran team, you expect them to know when to push the issue and when not. So they do a good job of that. I think Emma does a really good job running our our team through us. So we're a well-seasoned, well-experienced team, and you expect them to play well in those big games.
Well, and I'm sure from your standpoint, hoping that experience helps you in this sub-state too. So, Brian, that's all I've got for you today. Again, joined by Brian Eppert, head coach of the Frankfort girls basketball team. I appreciate it today, sir. And if we don't chat with you before the end of the season, I thank you for your time all year.
All right. Thank you, Max.
Dreaming of a new home? Let Inline Construction make that dream a reality. Custom home builds from foundation to finish with your plans, or they'll help you with design. Build on your lot or take advantage of Marysville's newest subdivision, Hartley Ridge, at 8th Street and Jayhawk Road. Call today and get started with Inline Construction of Marysville.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Wanklin Oil is proud to serve the community with propane, gas, and diesel fuel right to your home or farm. Family-owned and operated, they'll deliver your fuel with an old-fashioned personal touch. Their dependable quality service at the lowest price available makes them a leader in the field. In addition to propane and diesel, they also offer tank repair, sales, and service. For your fuel and heating needs, Wanklin Oil is just a call away. 800-794-2019. They have the energy since 1926.
Frankfort Wildcats Coaches Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technologies, Franklin Oil, First National Bank in Frankfort, M&R Auto Parts, and Inline Construction.